Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. The Health Tips Podcast is all about fitting in fitness in a busy schedule. And today, do we have something amazing for you? She is a superstar yogini, a lawyer, a supermodel, a winner of Miss World Australia, an actress, an author, one of the most popular Big Boss contestants, and beyond it all, a lovely person. Lucinda Nicholas has packed more into her life than most of us pack into three. But this delicate girl has managed it all, so I decided to find out how. Here's the first part of my conversation with Lucinda, who I'd call the nice superstar. And before we start, thank you Atharva Marcom, India's leading public relations firm, for all the support. They have a simple tagline, we make you famous. Reach out to them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com or at +91 9901 742 544. And now for my conversation with Lucinda Nicholas. Hi, Lucinda, and welcome to the show. We are on the Health Tips Podcast. It's one of the most popular health and fitness shows around the world. We have many thousands of listeners. And you've got an amazing journey, starting with Australia, now in India, and with yoga and a multicultural journey. So tell us a little bit about how it happened from there to here, being a person and in Big Boss, and how did the whole journey come about?
Well, actually, I've always wanted to do. I lived in Australia, and I've done yoga since I was 13 years of age. So, I've spent 10 to 12 years doing yoga. So, I always had this connection with India. But when I was 17, I won a beauty pageant. So that kind of got me into the whole modeling and acting industry. From there, I went in and I started doing photo shoots, and then after that I started doing film clips, and then I started doing acting. And then in 2013 I got offered a contract to come here in India, and I'd never been overseas before because I was studying and I was doing my yoga and I was so busy. And they said, I'll come over to India, and it was a really big step for me because I was 20 years old at the time. I'd never traveled overseas, and so that was a huge step. But I decided to take that risk, or not the risk, but something that was...
So how did they come to know about you in India? How did the India connection happen?
It was just an online thing. You look for contracts. It's pretty basic, like models, they can go and look online, or they, connect up with different agencies, and that's how you go about it. And then I did 4 months here, and to be honest, that it wasn't really for me, but I did love the Bollywood industry. I was really fascinated with it. But the whole coming here as a model and being in a model apartment and doing that kind of thing, I wouldn't go back to that kind of lifestyle. But what I did do is it was a great learning experience. And
what did you like and not like?
I didn't like that I lived with so many girls. I mean, you share rooms and things like that. And I didn't like the long hours and, that kind of thing. But what I did like about it is I loved the culture, and I loved that I got to see Mumbai and I got to see India and I got a bit of a taste of it. So I did, commercials and things like that. And then I went back to Australia, and I did an Australian film. I went back to my law degree. And then I decided that, And I traveled around the world, and I did my yoga teacher training in 2015. So I started exploring my avenues, but something kept telling me to come back to India. And, I don't know, even though I didn't have the most amazing experience the first time round, I still felt that there was a bit of a connection there, and I had to go back and explore avenues. And so I made the decision to come back last year, 2016, in February, and focus on just acting. Like, that was it, no other thing. Even though I was a yoga teacher, even though I had done modeling, I was like, the one thing I'm just going to focus on is my acting. And I think that's paramount with anything that you're doing, is that you need to focus on it entirely, particularly if you want to do well at it, or if you want to take it further.
So how did yoga happen to you? How did you chance upon yoga at such an early age?
I mean, that's so true, because I was living in Australia. It's not like it's in India where it's incorporated in the schools. But actually, my dad was, he's a rugby player, and he's got his own business in construction, roofing. So he always had problems with his back, and his physiotherapist told him to go and try yoga. And it wasn't common for men, like we're talking 10, 12 years, for men to be put in a yoga class in Australia. It was primarily female dominated. So he would go in, and then eventually he just said, started bringing me along. And I was so young, I was the youngest in the class, and all the women were like, oh, your daughter's so cute. And I think he liked the attention or something, I don't know what it was, but yeah, he then decided, okay, I'm gonna keep bringing her. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I just found that I really liked it. And I always looked up to the yoga teachers and thought that the women were so evolved and nice, and the way they spoke, it was so calming. So yeah, I really liked it.
So how has yoga changed you as a person? How has it affected you or helped you?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say, because it's been a part of my life for the last 15 years. Oh, no, not 15, not that, about 12 years now. So, I mean, it would have been a gradual transformation, because it's not like, you know, I was young and I was still growing. I was in my teenage years. But I would say that if I don't do yoga, I can definitely see the difference in physically and mentally. Like, I do yoga every morning and I meditate at least for 5 minutes a day. I'm actually releasing a book next year, the beginning of the year. It's called The 5-Minute Yogi. So I talk about how small little changes in your life can help you. And that's what I think, even if you can't get yourself to an hour and a half yoga session, at least you can do some stretching, some basic stretching in the morning and breathing. And I just think that little difference in the morning can make a huge difference to your body and mentally long term, and actually right then and there.
So what are these, give us a glimpse of what are the five little things that people should do to make changes in their lives?
I definitely think that reading has been a huge part of my life. So ever since I was 16, I've read a lot of self-development, self-improvement books, and I've kind of researched a lot of the most successful people in the world, because I've always wanted to know, well, what makes them so successful? What are they doing that they've achieved great results in their life, and you know, and how can I incorporate that into my life in whatever I'm doing? And so, you know, I think reading is number one, because it helps you achieve your goals. And if you're achieving your goals, you're feeling accomplished and fulfilled, and I think that's what brings about happiness. I think the other thing is making sure you do live an active lifestyle. So whether that's incorporating yoga or some sort of cardio or fitness, at least every day moving. The thing about yoga is, what I like is that yoga, the asanas, is that you're moving every muscle and every part of your body in every direction. So that's what they say that you should do every day, because you know, every day we can sort of get in the mundane routine of going to the office, or you know, sitting down in our chairs and typing, and we don't get to use our bodies the way that they should be, or the way that they've designed to be. So yeah, and then the other thing, so reading is one, being active is the second one, and the third thing I think is sort of performing one act of kindness, or doing something, giving back. Actually, there's another thing. This is the fourth thing, but I think it's very important. I think every day you should at least, if you're not writing it down, at least think it in the morning, like at least three things you're grateful for, and just say thank you. I think that when you're so open and you're thanking the universe or your God or whoever it is, you feel more lighter, you feel like things are just attracted to you a bit more easier. So I think that's really vital.
So tell us about some of the books that have really changed your life, or that you've really liked, and attributes of people that you've studied that you've found to be successful.
Yeah, great question. There's one book called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, and that's a really amazing book, because he talks about how little small actions, done consistently over the course of time, lead to bigger, big results. And it rings true. And that goes to the saying about, the small things matter, because they do. So every day, you know, you have a choice. Whether do you pick a salad and a healthy, nutritious meal at lunch, or do you pick that burger? And if you do that every single day, well there, you know, that could lead to either good results in your health and well-being, or bad results. So it's like those small little choices you make every day, whether it's picking the food off a menu, exercising, being kind to someone, taking the time to meet someone, whatever it may be, they add up to the big, big results down the track. So he talks about the compound effect, like compound interest, like money compounding into a long-term account. It's the same as actions. I've taken a lot of that and practiced it in my life, and that's what I've also included in my book as well. That's why I've called it the 5-Minute Yogi, because it eliminates the pressure of going to a class environment, someone who's new to yoga, someone who doesn't want to do an hour and a half class after they've worked 9 to 5 and have to drive there. It just seems like such a mundane chore. They know it's good for them, but it just seems like too big of a task. So this is what I've done. People can do it at home, and it's kind of eliminated those first big hurdles. And then eventually, you know, when you get comfortable, that's when you start going to a class and you feel more comfortable in yourself. And I think that's really important. So you start small. So that's one of the biggest lessons I received from that book. The second book I've read is The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. I love this book. It talks about turning obstacles, so things that might be seen as a real bad problem in your life, and turning it around into something great or something good. So not only are you turning what seems like a negative into something which is positive or a good situation. So that's a profound book. I think that's really extraordinary. And I think, you know, and you look at some of the most successful people, like I really like Oprah. I think I really look up to Oprah. I think she's an amazing individual, and she's testament to that, because she went through so many hardships growing up, and then she's created a really big name for herself. So, she's one of my idols. And just a lot of people in business, a lot of people who've sort of broken the mold. I think that's really cool. And I think that's something that I'm on a path like that, where I don't want to go down the conventional route. And that's also why I came to India as well, to do and focus on acting here, because, you know, I think the thing is that people from the West want to stay in the West, or they go to Hollywood, whereas I kind of wanted to try something different. And I had this connection with India, and I wanted to see if I, as an Australian girl, could come here and make a name for myself, and sort of connect with the people here. So that's where that's my thinking around it.
So what makes you happy? What is something which drives you, which gives you satisfaction? Thank you, Lucindia. That was such an amazing conversation. To make sure you catch part 2, follow us on Twitter at Health Tips Radio, or on iTunes, or at thandurus.podomatic.com. If you like this, you can give us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can reach out to us by email at thandurust@gmail.com. Don't forget, stay healthy, keep moving.